Hey, it's Jim Outdoors, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go to the phones, and joining us from Colorado Clays is J.R. Pierce. Good morning, J.R.
Hello, and good morning, Terry.
You know, a couple things are going on right now, and I want to talk to you about both of them. One of them is people coming in to visit them, and I think we all feel like we get together as a family. We should try to provide those people we see rarely with maybe a little special something, have a little fun, do something different. Colorado Clays wouldn't fit that bill, would it?
Hey, Terry, that's just what we do. And, you know, Terry, you're right. The holidays kind of allow us to spend some time with friends and family we may not, you know, see during the rest of the year. And one of the traditions amongst many of the people in Colorado is to make a trip to Colorado Clays for some quality time enjoying recreational shooting with those folks. Totally something different, great change of pace while they're in town. And you know, Terry, with Colorado Clays being Colorado's premier public shooting facility, open to the public, so anyone can come enjoy our facility with no membership required. Of course, we also feature the finest state-of-the-art ranges, fields, and courses, so you can enjoy shooting rifles and pistols, as well as shotguns, including trap, you know, skeet, wobble traps, sporting clays. We have beginner areas, we have classes, and just so much, much more. But another thing to note, Terry, is that Colorado Clays voted and registered as Colorado's number one outdoor shooting facility. And where I'm going with this is it seems like almost everyone knows somebody who shoots at Colorado Clays. So when you come to enjoy that holiday outing at our facility, remember that every firearms enthusiast's favorite holiday gift is a gift card from Colorado Clays. And also, while you're here, we have Colorado Clays merchandise, shirts, hats, hoodies, ammo, and much, much more. So remember, it's more than just a one-stop gig. We can definitely take care of some of that holiday shopping while you're here, too.
Well, I want to get back to the groups coming out or getting together for the holidays. If I'm coming out, because you're public, you don't need the membership or reservations. If there's just two or four or a few of us coming out, we can just come out and do our shooting. But if I'm bringing 10 or 15 people, should I make a reservation or how do I do that?
Well, Terry, Colorado Clays can accommodate pretty much any size group. The only time we require reservations would be if you needed to rent a firearm or let's say you wanted to run around in a golf cart while you're doing our course. Then we'll reserve those items because they are limited in number. Otherwise, come out to the Colorado Clays, check in at the clubhouse. We'll find out what you want to do. We'll send you to that appropriate area. Our range officers will go over everything, show you how to use our equipment, and then you can take it from there and shoot as much or little as you want. So it's a real easy process at Colorado Clays.
Now, I know you do a lot of fundraisers and corporate events. If I've just got a family outing and there's maybe 15 or 20 of us, can you cater food to that, or do you only do that at certain times?
Oh, food catering is definitely a reserved or called ahead thing, but there are many of the local restaurants that do and have worked with Colorado Clays. People are also welcome to bring their own food when they come out. We have plenty of picnic shelters, our clubhouse, and areas to enjoy that. And, of course, Terry, we always offer our grill. So we have a nice big 4-foot grill, bring your own briquettes, and a lot of folks take advantage of that. And we'll just throw on some burgers and brats, sit out on the picnic tables, and make their own lunch. So many, many options for food, for doing, you know, some shooting and then some eating and then some more shooting. Lots of formats. We can make them all happen.
Now, I am the worst shopper at Christmas. I hate it. I never know. I want to feel like I'm getting something for people that says I know who you are. And I go to these stores with all the crowds this time of the year and people pushing and shoving, and they don't seem to be in a very good holiday spirit. So buying something like a gift card or merchandise from Colorado Clays is appealing to me because, first of all, I'm going to give it to somebody who I know is a recreational shooter who enjoys it, whether it's a gift card or merchandise. But second of all, I'm going to avoid those crowds. So what is the process to get that gift card?
Well, there's a couple options, Terry. One easy one is walk up to the front desk at Colorado Clay's, tell us how much you want the gift card for. We'll make it right there. You can take it on your way. If you would prefer to have one emailed to you, give us a call. We can go ahead, build that, take a credit card over the phone, and email that gift card to you. Then you can present that as a gift, and they can bring it in and spend it just like cash for anything we do here at Colorado Clay's. Very, very easy processes.
Okay, now I want to change gears. We were talking waterfowl hunting earlier in the year, and the goose season, duck is going into a split here in a couple days in the Northeast. Other parts of the states like Southeast will still be open. But during that split, a lot of people will turn to goose. The geese, both the Canadas and this year, an unbelievable number of snow geese are coming down. The goose hunting has been off the charts phenomenal, but a lot of people will switch from upland game or some other type of activity, maybe clays, to all of a sudden take advantage of this great influx of geese. But once you have to change your shot and your choke a lot of times for geese. They're a big, high-flying, tough bird. Do you find a lot of people run into problems when they do that without checking out their shotgun?
Yeah, Terry, and that is a great point. I agree with you, Terry. The waterfowling's been good to most everyone I've spoken to this year. Lots of birds and opportunities. But even when it is game on like it is now, I think most people still like to be as proficient with their firearms as they can, which, of course, in turn leads to efficient, high percentage, and ethical harvests of that great resource. Now, on that note, two things come to mind. First, there is no better practice preparation for waterfowl than shooting around a sport at Colorado Clay's. Our sporting clays course is set in a mature Cottonwood Creek bottom. We have 15 stations simulating a multitude of different shot angles, backdrops, and presentations designed specifically to imitate shots one would encounter in the field. But secondly, Terry, as we've always said, knowing how your gun performs at different distances with different chokes and loads is always the first step in any shotgunning situation, and that's where the Colorado Clay shotgun patterning area really comes in. And I will say the simple appearance of this area can sometimes shroud the true amount of technical data that can be drawn from it. We've had several avid hunters out here lately testing their combinations, and I see many folks surprised at how different their pattern results are and how different their equipment performs based on simple changes to their chokes and ammo. So I definitely, even if things are going good, it's still a good time to come out, see which choke is going to give you the best number of pellets on target at a distance, which ammo performs better with your choke and gun, and use that most efficient load and stay with it.
Now, you and I have talked about this almost ad nauseum over the years, but we can't emphasize it enough. If you just change shot or you change your choke, I mean, if you're going from upland game where you maybe have a modified choke, now you need more distance, going to a different choke for the geese or something, or even if you just change your shot, it really can affect, in fact, sometimes can take your pellets right off the pattern.
Yeah, Terry, and you know, that's one thing one of the most astonished looks I get is sometimes these changes are counterintuitive. So you think, oh, I want a tighter pattern at a longer distance. People will choke tighter and actually blow their patterns out, depending on what type of choke they have. So many of the aftermarket chokes and extended chokes perform so differently with the same load versus your stock choke. Sometimes the more open chokes actually perform better than the tighter ones. The only way that you can confirm that you're getting the best results is just to spend a short session on our pattern area. And Terry, I always tell people this too. It's like, even if you're in the middle of waterfowling, if you're going to make a trip out, bring some target loads, bring your target chokes, bring that turkey tube, do your turkey patterning, take advantage of that field while you're on it, and just learn so much about your gun and your choke and ammo while you're here anyway. So, and of course, when you're done, go to the appropriate field representing whatever you're going to be hunting next to confirm your results. So definitely got to come out to Colorado Clay's and spend some time on that pattern area.
We are out of time. How do people find you?
Give us a call, 303-659-7117, or go to the website, coloradoplays.com. Take the virtual tour. But by all means, Terry, come see us. We're going to be here all year.
All right, my friend. We will talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Terry.
You bet. J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. We've got to wrap things up. We got football coming here. We're doing a short show today because it's rivalry week in football. We will be back next week. I believe next week we're only an hour or two, and that's from 9 to 10 again. And we're going to be broadcasting we're going to cover more ice fishing. We got to get to it more. It is taking off. We're going to let the Eagles. Well, I want to say thanks to Dante. Thanks to Karen. We got to get out of here. I got to get to the beach. We'll let the Eagles take us to the top of the hour in football on 104.3 The Fan.